The difference between piti and sukha is, say, piti is joy, rapture. It's more of a emotional, or more emotionally centered, in the sense of. Where sukha is, of course, both. Obviously, it's emotion as well, but it's also more body, a felt sense within the body more. So that there's a, maybe piti is also maybe an elation. There's kind of an excitement there. Probably the best way of making pointing to the difference of piti and sukha are commentarial description or example that is given by in the Visuddhimagga, and it's just illustrated by saying it's as if a person were walking through some kind of wilderness, kind of deserty type area, deserty type wilderness, and of course one's tired, one's thirsty, one's hungry, and not sure of the am I going to make it to the to some kind of safety, and then one sees somebody coming from the opposite direction, and they look like they're fresh, they're clean, they look kind of happy, and they say, "Yes, just over there is a kind of oasis, a forest, a pond, a small lake. There's water. There's food. There's place to rest. You're comfortable. There's other people there, and what arises is a sense of joy and kind of elation that okay, I'm gonna make it. It's not far. I'll get there." And then one arrives at that place. One's able to bathe, to drink one's fill, to rest, and that is sukha. There's a happiness, but there's also a well-being, and it's felt within the body as well.